The Restoration. In May 1660, Parliament invited Charles II to come back from exile in the Netherlands. He was crowned King Charles II of England, Wales, Scotland and Ireland. Charles II made it clear that he had no wish to go on his travels again. He understood that he could not always do as he wished, but would sometimes need to reach agreement with Parliament. Generally, Parliament supported his policies. The Church of England again became the established official church. Both Roman Catholics and Puritans were kept out of power. During Charles II's reign, in 1665, there was a major outbreak of plague in London. Thousands of people died, especially in poorer areas. The following year, a great fire destroyed much of the city, including many churches and St. Paul's Cathedral. London was rebuilt with a new St. Paul's, which was designed by a famous architect, Sir Christopher Wren. Samuel Pepys wrote about these events in a diary, which was later published and is still read today. The Habeas Corpus Act became law in 1679. This was a very important piece of legislation, which remains relevant today. Habeas corpus is Latin for, you must present the person in court. The Act guaranteed that no one could be held prisoner unlawfully. Every prisoner has a right to a court hearing. Charles II was interested in science. During his reign, the Royal Society was formed to promote natural knowledge. This is the oldest surviving scientific society in the world. Among its early members were Sir Edmund Halley, who successfully predicted the return of the comet now called Halley's Comet, and Sir Isaac Newton. A Catholic King. Charles II had no legitimate children. He died in 1685, and his brother James, who was a Roman Catholic, became King James II in England, Wales and Ireland, and King James VII of Scotland. James favoured Roman Catholics and allowed them to be army officers, which an Act of Parliament had forbidden. He did not seek to reach agreements with Parliament and arrested some of the bishops of the Church of England. People in England worried that James wanted to make England a Catholic country once more. However, his heirs were his two daughters, who were both firmly Protestant, and people thought that this meant that there would soon be a Protestant monarch again. Then, James's wife had a son. Suddenly, it seemed likely that the next monarch would not be a Protestant after all. The Glorious Revolution. James II's elder daughter, Mary, was married to her cousin, William of Orange, the Protestant ruler of the Netherlands. In 1688, important Protestants in England asked William to invade England and proclaim himself king. When William reached England, there was no resistance. James fled to France and William took over the throne, becoming William III in England, Wales and Ireland, and William II of Scotland. William ruled jointly with Mary. This event was later called the Glorious Revolution, because there was no fighting in England and because it guaranteed the power of Parliament, ending the threat of a monarch ruling on his or her own as he or she wished. James II wanted to regain the throne and invaded Ireland with the help of a French army. William defeated James II at the Battle of the Boyne in Ireland in 1690, an event which is still celebrated by some in Northern Ireland today. William reconquered Ireland, and James fled back to France. Many restrictions were placed on the Roman Catholic Church in Ireland, and Irish Catholics were unable to take part in the government. There was also support for James in Scotland. An attempt at an armed rebellion in support of James was quickly defeated at Killiecrankie. All Scottish clans were required formally to accept William as king by taking an oath. The MacDonalds of Glencoe were late in taking the oath and were all killed. The memory of this massacre meant that some Scots distrusted the new government. Some continued to believe that James was the rightful king, particularly in Scotland. Some joined him in exile in France. Others were secret supporters. James's supporters became known as Jacobites.